In the capital of India, New Delhi, it costs a fortune to buy a decent home. Those prices are producing family feuds over ownership, and they are also producing cases of people trying to swindle the elderly into parting with their homes. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story of a distinguished Indian woman.
Lotika Sarkar is a tiny woman with large expressive eyes and a long grey pigtail. She's 87. The years are taking their toll. Her memory comes and goes. She hasn't forgotten she was once one of India's most eminent lawyers, a person who played such a pivotal role in campaigning for women's rights that she became known as the mother of feminist jurisprudence. Yet no matter how hard she tries, she can't remember how or why she gave away her home to someone else.
See, at that stage I was so indifferent to everything. And if they said, if they had asked me to sign this as a gift because it was necessary to work it out properly, I must have signed it. I've never denied having signed it.
Sarkar's now living with friends. She thinks about her home every day.
It's a two-storied house. There's the bedroom and a really nice living room. And we had a fireplace. That was one of the things that my husband and I had decided we must have a fireplace. And upstairs again, two rooms.
Sarkar bought the property decades ago with her husband, a prominent journalist who died in 2005. It didn't cost much back then. Things have changed. The house is in the south of India's capital, New Delhi, in an area that's since become very fashionable.
I'm Randeep Chandiok. I am a realtor in the south of Delhi, and I deal in one of the, you could call it the Rolls Royces of all the properties in Delhi.
Chandiok says the change began when India started to open up its economy in the early 90s. The rise in real estate prices has been astonishing, he says.
Well, they've just shot through the roof. It's unbelievable. It's become one of the most expensive places in the world.
We're standing next to a villa. It's quite a reasonable size. It's two stories and it's typical of the sort of building you'll see around here. How much would you say that costs now?
$5 million plus.
People with modest incomes, including lots of government officials, are now worth a fortune simply because of the value of their homes. As prices have soared, so have battles over ownership. Chandiok says he regularly comes across property feuds.
Oh yes, every day.
Sarkar signed away her house 2 years after the death of her husband. This is the man she gave it to.
I am a person who never does anything wrong.
His name is Nirmal Dondial.
I'm a person who looks after old people. I'm a person who's very different.
Dondial is a senior police official, an inspector general in the Indian state of Bihar. He's sitting in the house where Lotika Sarkar spent most of her life. He says he's been a friend of the Sarkars for years and gestures at some pictures on the sideboard.
See the photographs? See our affection? It is like this. We are bonded.
The photos show him and his son alongside Lotika Sarkar. She's been like a mother to him, he claims.
I did great service to the Sarkars. My wife stayed here for almost 4 years, looking after her. It's not an easy task. And don't tell me that we did it not out of love, but for property. Never. If it were so, there are so many instances in life when one can get whatever one wants, especially being a public servant. But I have never done this.
Lotika Sarkar's made many powerful friends during her high-flying career as a lawyer and professor. Some of them have formed a support group to try to get her house restored to her. They've gone to court and filed a police complaint against Dondial, accusing him of cheating her. They include Dr. Mohan Rao. He remembers first discovering Sarkar had lost her home.
He was shocked. We couldn't believe that she had done this. We couldn't believe it. Actually, most people can't believe it because they say, how could Lotika Sarkar have got herself into such a position, a lawyer of great eminence, who fought for other people's rights all her life?
Rao believes Sarkar was confused when she signed the deed of gift.
Nobody gifts away a house when they're alive in this country. Strangely, not one friend of Lotika Sarkar's or relative of Lotika Sarkar's was there when this transaction took place in the court.
Rao wants India's laws strengthened to include cast-iron measures ensuring that any elderly person who signs away their home is of sound mind. But laws in India are often ignored. The courts are painfully slow. There's corruption in the police and the judiciary. protecting the elderly is never going to be easy.
Most of the senior citizens of Delhi are asset rich and cash poor.
Kapil Kaur is from the charity Help Age India.
They offer themselves as a very, very easy object for crime, particularly related to property.
Help Age India has carried out a survey to find out how many old people in New Delhi are being pressured by greedy and ruthless people who are after their properties. Just over half of those who took part said they were being harassed or that they knew another elderly person who was. Often it's their own children, sometimes other relatives or tenants, property developers or servants. Kaur says it's hard to know the scale of the problem, as old people are often ashamed to admit to it, especially when it involves their kids.
I would think that less than 10% of the people would actually approach organizations like ours or the institutional system for redress.
Duhundial, the police official, says Sarkar gifted him her house to stop others pressuring her to give them the property. He says the documents were witnessed and went before a registrar. In January, Sarkar went out from the house for lunch with some friends and didn't return. Duhundial alleges those same people have abducted her to try to persuade her to give the property to them in her will. He wants her back in the house, he says, so that his family can continue caring for her.
Frankly, from a criminal aspect, this is a kidnapping. But why it can't be called a kidnapping? Because Mrs. Sarkar is with them and she'll utter and mutter whatever they tell her.
She what?
She'll utter and mutter whatever they tell her. They say, no, I am on my own. I am here on my free will. So she'll say that I'm on the free will.
Yet Sarkar doesn't seem to need prompting on this issue.
Kidnap? No, certainly not, never. As categorically as you like, nobody has kidnapped me, but lots of people, my friends, have helped me in many ways, and without their help, I don't know where I would have been.
With the help of those friends, Sarkar's embarked on her final legal battle.
I am determined to get my house back. One thing in my life, I must get my house back.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.